This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Life has been crazy, just wanna be okay. How can I pick up the pieces when everything breaks with every day? I'm getting older, I feel the weight up on my shoulders. I'm strong enough, I'll rise above. It's all gonna be okay. If I can be anything, I think I'm gonna be me.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know that's so true. It does not matter who the host is. What matters is who the listeners are. Anyways, how are you today? Yeah, today's Friday, June the 7th of 2024, day 159th of the year, and only 207 days left to go. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big. Yeah, Radio Big is where we do a lot of the stuff. Anyway, so how are you? How have things been? Yeah. You know, it's been an interesting week. Let's not lie about this. Ups and downs and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time. Oh, that's a song. But anyways, yeah. So here's the thing. We've been doing the audio stuff on the radio side of the house and on the podcast side of the house. And some people have been slightly upset that we haven't done video this week. This is the first video video broadcast that we've done the whole week, and people have been upset about that, and I thought that was really weird. Like, there's things to be upset about. This should not be one of them. Like, seriously, it's okay. I mean, we are a radio show first, followed by being a podcast, and then followed by being, you know, whatever we do on the video stream. Anyways, but that does not matter. Let's talk about what we do here. We talk about safety in the news and safety. If you're new to the show, if you're a returning character, well, congratulations on coming back. But, you know, we talk a little bit about everything here. We do a little bit of everything here as we are hanging out and doing our thing. So, there you go. Safety in the news and safety. It is Friday, so Freeform Friday. That's exactly what we call it. What do we do on Freeform Friday? Well, we do everything that we were not able to do earlier in the week. It's the catch-up of the play of everything that we're doing. It's kind of the way that that works out. So don't worry about that. So we'll make sure to take care of you throughout the day out here. Talk a little bit more conversation about everything that's going on, because who doesn't want that? You know, a little bit more convo. Anyways, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will get you moving and grooving inside of there. Call in radio. What else? What else do we have? So that's the video, audio, and text messaging services that we have. I know some people go, but it's available on other stuff. Yeah, I know it's available on other stuff, But that's just kind of not the way that we do it. We just do it there because it's easier and accessible in regards of what we have going on inside of our system. So that's it. So as you know, and if you've been hanging out, you know, we've kind of been spotty in the month of May in regards of here, there, and everywhere. But don't worry, because what we're going to do here is we're going to do a couple of different things. And let me explain what we have planned. Next week, I'll be here all week. It shouldn't be a problem whatsoever. But then we have some spottiness the following week, but that'll probably be an audio sourcing issue that will resolve from there. So don't worry about that. And then the month of July, it's you and I. Yeah, it's you and I the month of July. Don't worry about that. We'll talk about some of the endeavors that we'll do during the month of July. So hopefully you'll be looking into that. Maybe we'll wear some sombreros or something as we get some do some stuff. Anyways, June the 7th, so a lot of stuff already going on so far. I mean, we're so close to the summer that you can taste it. If you're here in Florida, yeah, you know it's burning up already. So let's do this. Why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because I think some people are going to want to know what exactly is going on.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so what's on tap for the day and what was trending? SpaceX celebrates a successful mission and a technology fails another robbery ring. We'll talk about that. Jelly Roll's felon status is causing an issue with his tour plans. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. And what else do we have here? Dion Von, what is it? Furstenberg? Yeah, sure. Details her younger, wilder days in her new documentary. Okay. And an awkward dust-up nowadays. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. So there you go. That's what we got. So with that being said, why don't we get moving and grooving on some other things that are going on inside of this world of ours. That way we have some information of everything that's going on inside of the world of the news. So we'll bring in some professional broadcasters and they'll talk their heart away about what the hell's going on. So it is Freeform Friday. So you already know we're going to be all over the place because that is what we'll do on the Viernes edition of the show.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
Story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. The US is calling on Israel to be transparent over an airstrike which reportedly killed dozens at a school in Gaza on Thursday. Israel says it carried out a precise strike on a Hamas compound at the site. Hamas says the school was packed with displaced people and at least 35 died. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's facing claims he skipped D-Day commemorations in France for a TV interview. The Labour Party says it's a dereliction of duty. Rishi Sunak returned from France before a major international ceremony which other world leaders attended. In the interview with ITV, he was pressed on accusations from Labour that he has lied about how claims about the party's tax plans have been presented.
Your claim is dubious. You know it's dubious.
No, I don't. I think people know that I'm across the detail when it comes to numbers. The Chancellor gave a press conference on this very topic almost a month ago where he laid out all the workings behind what we were saying, and I'm happy to go through
it. His permanent secretary at the Treasury said, do not use this to claim that civil servants have crunched these numbers.
No, that's not right.
The largest union at Samsung Electronics has gone on strike for the first time in the company's 55-year history. Laura Westbrook reports.
It has around 28,000 members and it's called on its members to take a day off on Friday, although it hasn't said how many will actually take part in this this strike on Friday. But the union leader has said that this is a first step and he's not ruled out a general strike down the line if they can't restart talks with management. Now, this all stems from a management decision to increase wages by 5.1%, but the union says that they want another day of annual leave. But the real bone of contention is about company bonuses. They want it simplified and they want it to be more transparent.
There are growing concerns about strains of bird flu infecting livestock and humans in the United States. There have been at least 3 confirmed cases of people developing the H5N1 virus in recent months, including in the U.S. states of Texas and Michigan. Authorities say the risk to the general public is low. Sally Patterson reports.
Cows in 5 different U.S. states have died or been slaughtered because they contracted bird flu and didn't recover. And now at least 3 people All dairy farm workers who were exposed to infected cows have also contracted the H5N1 virus. According to a study by non-profit Wastewater Scan Network, the strain was only found in sewage in certain locations across the US. That means the virus may not be as widespread as first feared. This comes after the World Health Organization announced this week that the first confirmed human case of another strain, H5N2, has died. Sally Patterson, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Former senior advisor to Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, has been ordered to report to prison by July the 1st by a federal judge after a higher court rejected his appeal. Bannon was sentenced to 4 months in jail for failing to provide documents and testimony to the House committee investigating the January the 6th attack on the US Capitol. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
The federal judge presiding over the case had initially paused the sentence while Steve Bannon appealed his conviction. But last month, a DC Circuit Court of Appeals panel unanimously rejected those challenges. The judge, who was appointed by Trump, said that he concluded that he now had the authority to lift the hold on Bannon's sentence, even as he continued to appeal his conviction. Peter Navarro, another Trump aide who was also convicted for defying the House committee's subpoena, is currently serving a 4-month prison sentence for his conviction. Kate Fisher, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has been paying tribute to the 188 UN personnel who lost their lives in 2023 in the line of duty. It includes the 135 staff working for the UN Relief and Works Agency in Gaza.
Our UNRWA personnel lived and died as representatives of the international community in Gaza, and that community deserves an explanation. The United Nations has sought the consent of family members for the inclusion of their loved ones' names in today's service. Unfortunately, we were unable to contact many of the family members of our UNRWA colleagues because they have either been killed or forced from their homes by Israeli military operations.
There's more about FSN at our website, featurestorynews.com. That's the latest Feature Story News. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, because you never did care about it, so that's why you never knew. Anyways, 18 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Friday. So don't worry about any of that stuff. Anyway, so let's get into it. Let's talk about some things that are going on inside of the world of the shit list, because that is what we do around here. So SpaceX successfully completed its fourth Starship mission on Thursday. The most powerful rocket ever built made it into space before returning through the atmosphere and successfully splashing down into the ocean. Remarkably, a live video feed on board of the rocket streamed the entire flight. In a celebratory post on X, Elon Musk wrote, "Today was a great day for humanity's future of spacefaring civilization. Nothing unites us more than working together towards inspiring objectives." SpaceX confirmed that the mission concluded with a soft splashdown despite the failure on the damaged flap of the rocket. So there you go. Meanwhile, Boeing Starliner successfully docked with the International Space Station Thursday afternoon after managing a helium leak causing thruster issues. The two astronauts will remain on the ISS for just over a week. This is according to NBC News. So it sounds like a big space day yesterday. So just so information purposes, I will tell you the one with Boeing. I know that they were actually broadcasting part of that one on the news. So I don't know if you were taking a look-see at that as that was going on. I'm not 100% about the SpaceX one. So there you go. Anyway, so let's talk about some other things. California no longer holds the title for the state that sells the most legal weed. The left coast state has been edged out by, are you ready for this? Dun, 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 Michigan. Yeah, cannabis analytics firm BDSA reports that dispensaries in Michigan sold 22 million cannabis products in March, beating out California by 700,000 units. In this case, the product counts as a single individually wrapped product like a vape pen or a package of edibles. Overall, in the first quarter, California's shops sold more than $1 billion in legal weed to Michigan's $786 million. This is according to SF Gate. So what do you think here? Because you know that this marijuana talk continues to go on. And depending on your state, some states have legal recreational marijuana. Some states have legal medical marijuana, depending on how you want to look at it. And then now there's the talk of lowering the category of weed from a 1 to a 3. Yeah. So I don't know. That's from the federal side. So category 1 to a category 3 drug. Category 1 is like heroin, but weed has been on that list for as long as I can remember. So what do you think? Do you think that this will change things throughout the U.S.? And where's your standpoint on it? Because I'm going to tell you from a job side, it's going to be more and more interesting, definitely as we go through, no doubt about that. So we'll have to take a look at that together as we go forward. Anyways, take a listen to this. Technology foiled another organized crime ring, this time with an Apple Watch transmitting the signal from the stolen suitcase. A Spirit Airlines flyer packed her watch and computer into her checked bag on a flight to Fort Lauderdale, but the bag never made it off the carousel. After filing a complaint with the airline, the passenger, Paola Garcia, got notifications on her phone that her watch was broadcasting a signal. Undeterred, Garcia drove to the address where she saw multiple suitcases. After connecting the authorities, they informed her that the resident of the address works at a retail store and the airport and worked the day of her flight. And it gets worse. Security footage from the back room of another airport store shows the suspect going through her suitcase. He was promptly arrested. This is according to People Magazine. Now, if you go and look, because this one gets a little nitty gritty when we start talking. If you go take a look at, there was a local news team that went to the house as well to go talk to see if, you know, they could talk to the guy. Nobody answered, but there was a lady sitting outside, which apparently was the mother. And if you watch it, the interviewer says, "Hey, listen, I want you to know that there's some stolen goods here because we're getting a broadcast, blah, blah, blah." It's an older lady. She grabs the broadcaster or the newscaster in this place and all of a sudden slaps him and pulls his ID away. And then she starts yelling as he was beating her up. But luckily there was somebody who was recording from a distance the whole time. So interesting stuff going on right there. Yeah. What a strange world.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a 5-year-old girl in Arkansas remarkably avoided tragedy after a tree fell into her bedroom. The girl's grandmother tells social media, or local media, not social media, that they had bunked up together the night before. Grandma got up in the morning to get some fresh air. Seconds later, the tree crashed through the roof. By some miracle, the young girl got out of bed to follow her grandmother outside so that she was not in bed, but was still trapped in the room until her grandparents smashed down the door to get her out. She was drenched and had insulation all over her hair. Okay. Yeah. You know, the pink stuff normally. She has been a really good trooper, according to Grandma. This is according to 4929 TV. Or is it 4029 TV? Who knows? So So anyways, that's an interesting story. I mean, take a look at that. Kids inside of the room, tree smashes through. Yeah, that would make you probably ask some questions about life. No doubt about that. Anyways, two-year-old Paisley Toten was feeding animals at the Fossil Rim Wildlife Center in Glen Rose, Texas, when a grazing giraffe decided that she'd look tastier than the food. Video taken by a fellow goer shows that the giraffe going in for food and coming up with the toddler in its mouth, holding her up by the collar of her shirt. Paisley's mother yelled at the animals, who quickly released the toddler unharmed while she was unhinged, I guess, from the incident. Her parents told the local news that the ordeal scared the hell out of them. By the way, on their way to the park, Paisley picked up a souvenir from the gift shop, a toy giraffe. Go figure. This is according to the Star Telegram. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I think that would freak me out. Could you imagine all of a sudden you're sitting there, you're hanging out with your kids, your family, and all of a sudden you see your kid go up into the air because a giraffe decided to pick it up? Yeah, that would be a little concerning, to say the least. So there you go. Anyways, actor Tom Bauer has died. He passed away at his home in Los Angeles last week. No further details have been shared. Bauer is best known for his roles in The Waltons and Die Hard 2. He was 86 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Also, some other news going on right now. Let's talk about the numbers from yesterday. The Dow increased by 78 points to close at 38,886 on Thursday. And the S&P lost 1 point to close at 5,352. And the NASDAQ lost 14 points to close at 17,173. West Texas Intermediate closed at $75 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $78 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.48 on Thursday. And Bitcoin ticked down, trading just around $70,500. There was more than 4,210 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, and more than about 170 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $20 million jackpot or a $9.4 million cash payout. And Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for a $206 million jackpot or a $95.7 million cash payout. So if you're ready to play the game, well, you have the opportunity of doing so. Anyway, let's talk about this because we talked about it at the very beginning of the hour. Jelly Roll says that he's having issues booking shows for his international tour, not because of the lack of interest from fans, but because of his past crimes. Yeah, this plays normally a factor. It's funny, America has finally agreed to let me leave and give me a passport, but some countries won't let me come because of my felonies. We're working on that, he told Interview Magazine. JR has been to jail about 40 times for drug-related charges and served time as a teen of aggravated robbery. He has since turned his life around, making his name for himself in the country music world. So there you go. Yeah, I'll tell you, certain countries won't let you in if you have anything. Like, seriously anything. So there you go. Just saying. Also, take a listen to this. Sean Kingston is out on bond, if you have not heard. After posting $100,000, he took to Instagram to let his fans know that he is out and writing, "Great to be home." The update comes a week after Kingston was arrested along with his mom on charges of fraud connected to a string of thefts that allegedly committed, including stealing jewelry, furniture, and a Cadillac Escalade. This is according to Billboard magazine. Worth noting, Kingston's mom is also out. She was spotted outside of her son's home last week. So there you go. Also, take a listen to this. This is out of the blue. Tom Cruise gave Dakota Fanning her first cell phone. While filming The War of the Worlds, Fanning celebrated her 11th birthday, for which Tom Cruise got her a Motorola Razr. "I didn't have anyone to call, but I wanted a Razr so bad," she shared during an appearance on The Kelly Clarkson Show. Cruise has continued on with the gifts, sending her shoes, not phones, every year for her birthday. This is according to Variety reports. What, did we get to the point that he realized that, hey, maybe a phone's not the thing to give her? You know, you can't keep up with the new models anymore. Anyway, talking about new models, WDC Is it WDC or WWDC or whatever the hell it's called? The Apple event that's happening on June the 10th. You know, the Worldwide Developer Conference. Yeah, that's happening. That happens on Monday. I'm pretty excited about that. Not that I'm going. I mean, let me make sure that I'm clear. But man, I'm pretty excited to see what the hell they're going to roll out and start talking about. Because, you know, everybody's looking, even if it's from a distance. So there you go. Anyways, did you hear about this? This was making some news yesterday. So we'll talk about this. Adam Levine is returning to The Voice. After exiting the show in 2019, the Maroon 5 frontman will return for season 27 this fall. He will join Michael Bublé and Kelsey Ballerini, who are making their coaching debut for the upcoming season 26. John Legend is also returning as a coach for the new season. This is according to ET. So there you go. Also, take a listen to this. Pat Sajak's first post Wheel of Fortune gig is a role in a play called Prescription Murder for a community theater in Hawaii. What? He will play a psychiatrist with a murder plan. The show isn't going to hit the stage until July of next year. Yeah, 25, not this year. So let's make sure that we're clear. This is according to TMZ. And so today is the day. If you have not watched Wheel of Fortune in a long time, and you want to see Pat Sajak one more time, today is that day. Friday has him for his last time hosting the game show. Now, I don't know if they're going to have him come back as a special guest or anything along those lines, but today is the last one. Or Friday was his last time hosting the show, the game show. So hold on, I'm confused. Is it today as in Friday, or was it Friday as of last week? I think it's today as Friday. But don't hold me 100% to that, because I never know anything. I just kind of tell you what's going on. So there you go. What do you think? Were you a big Wheel of Fortune fan? And how excited are you about the Ryan Seacrest world going on through this? I mean, I'm kind of curious, because I think everybody would be slightly curious to see how Seacrest is going to do. I'm just saying. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, it might as well go ahead and say that it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. It is Freeform Friday. So what does that mean? Well, for our Freeform Friday thing, what do we do? Well, we do some news. Yeah, we do some news. No main story on the Freeform Friday. It's news, news, and more news. So why don't we get you some news?
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The US is calling on Israel to be transparent over an airstrike which reportedly killed dozens at a school in Gaza on Thursday. Israel says it carried out a precise strike on a Hamas compound at the site. Hamas says the school was packed with displaced people and at least 35 died. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's facing claims he skipped D-Day commemorations in France for a TV interview. The Labour Party says it's a dereliction of duty. Rishi Sunak returned from France before a major international ceremony which other world leaders attended. In the interview with ITV, he was pressed on accusations from Labour that he has lied about how claims about the party's tax plans have been presented.
Your claim is dubious. You know it's dubious.
No, I don't. I think people know that I'm across the detail when it comes to numbers. The Chancellor gave a press conference on this very topic almost a month ago where he laid out all the workings behind what we were saying, and I'm happy to go through it.
His permanent secretary at the Treasury said, do not use this to claim that civil servants have crunched these numbers.
No, that's not right.
The largest union at Samsung Electronics has gone on strike for the first time in the company's 55-year history. Laura Westbrook reports.
It has around 28,000 members, and it's called on its members to take a day off on Friday, although it hasn't said how many will actually take part in this strike on Friday. But the union leader has said that this is a first step, and he's not ruled out a general strike down the line if they can't restart talks with management. Now, this all stems from a management decision to increase wages by 5.1%, but the union says that they want another day of annual leave. But the real bone of contention is about company bonuses. They want it simplified and they want it to be more transparent.
There are growing concerns about strains of bird flu infecting livestock and humans in the United States. There have been at least three confirmed cases of people developing the H5N1 virus in recent months, including in the US states of Texas and Michigan. Authorities say the risk to the general public is low. Sally Patterson reports.
Cows in five different US states have died or been slaughtered because they contracted bird flu and didn't recover. And now at least three people, all dairy farm workers who were exposed to infected cows, have also contracted the H5N1 virus. According to a study by non-profit Wastewater Scan Network, the strain was only found in sewage in certain locations across the US. That means the virus may not be as widespread as first feared. This comes after the World Health Organization announced this week that the first confirmed human case of another strain, H5N2, has died. Sally Patterson, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Former senior advisor to Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, has been ordered to report to prison by July the 1st by a federal judge after a higher court rejected his appeal. Bannon was sentenced to 4 months in jail for failing to provide documents and testimony to the House committee investigating the January the 6th attack on the US Capitol. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
The federal judge presiding over the case had initially paused the sentence while Steve Bannon appealed his conviction. But last month, a DC Circuit Court of Appeals panel unanimously rejected those challenges. The judge, who was appointed by Trump, said that he concluded that he now had the authority to lift the hold on Bannon's sentence, even as he continued to appeal his conviction. Peter Navarro, another Trump aide who was also convicted for defying the House committee's subpoena, is currently serving a 4-month prison sentence for his conviction. Kate Fisher, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has been paying tribute to the 188 UN personnel who lost their lives in 2023 in the line of duty. It includes the 135 staff working for the UN Relief and Works Agency in Gaza.
Our UNRWA personnel lived and died as representatives of the international community in Gaza, and that community deserves an explanation. The United Nations has sought the consent of family members for the inclusion of their loved ones' names in today's service. Unfortunately, we were unable to contact many of the family members of our UNRWA colleagues because they have either been killed or forced from their homes by Israeli military operations.
There's more about FSN at our website, featurestorynews.com. That's the latest Feature Story News. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life.
Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness.
Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree. That's HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
When everything breaks with every day, I'm getting older. I feel the weight up on my shoulders. I'm strong enough, I'll rise above. It's all gonna be okay. If I can be anything, I think I'm gonna be me.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You should be you. Anyways, it is Freeform Friday. This is the Rated R Safety Show. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, this right here, Jillian Lindlaster. Yeah, Jillian Lindlaster. Song's gonna be me. Readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. You should give a little streamer ear action. Yep, we'd like to thank Jillian for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Always a good time as we get to do our stuff. No doubt about that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Always some good stuff. You know, we like to listen to a full array of music around here. No doubt about that. Yep, because that's what we do. You know, news, music, entertainment stuff, you know, all the mixtures of everything that's going on. So Freeform Friday, we talk a little bit about everything just in case we forgot. Anyways, thanks again to Jillian Lindlaster for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Anyways, let's get back into some things. Let's talk about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friend's Ed to Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and to Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. And then once you get there, click on the section that says Find Help on the far right-hand side of the website. You'll find information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to mention a few things that it covers. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. So there you go. So that's it. That's what I got for you. So let's continue talking a little bit about some things that are going on inside of the world. So, you know, it's Friday. So what does that mean? Well, that means it's new movie day. So Bad Boys Ride or Die comes out today, rated R. It's an action comedy where their former captains implicated in corruption. Two Miami police officers have to work to clear his name. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, and Vanessa Hudgens. Yeah, that comes out today. Also, The Watcher. Artist Mina gets stranded in an untouched forest in Ireland where she finds shelter, and she unwillingly becomes trapped alongside three strangers who are being stalked nightly by mysterious creatures. This has Dakota Fanning and Georgina Campbell. So there you go. That comes out today. PG-13 horror mystery. So there you go right there. What else is going on? Let's talk about this. If you ask a Gen Z what they think about Facebook, you're going to get all the responses that you need by the comical look on their face or maybe from their eye roll. But Meta is aiming to change that. And realizing what it's up against, the social media site isn't necessarily looking to convince Gen Zs that Facebook is cool, just that it's useful. It hopes to encourage 20-somethings to hit the big blue app for things like Facebook, Marketplace, groups, and dating. But the real secret weapon is this videos. It has bolstered short videos to a style of TikTok and Instagram reels by enhancing the algorithm and promoting the creator program that lets users monetize on their posts. Meta has also made it easier for DM videos. It hopes to create buzz among Gen Z. Facebook reports that it has 40 million daily active users in the U.S. and Canada, aged between 18 to 29. And although the numbers is growing, it still makes up only 19% of its user base in the region. Still, I just can't imagine any college student in the year 2024 saying these words, "Hey, are you on Facebook?" And as far as concerned, if Zuckerberg wants Gen Z to be on Facebook, he only has to do one thing. Get their parents off of Facebook. Maybe that's the way to actually take a look at it. Just saying. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety show.
I mean, wouldn't you think that would be the way to do it? I'm just saying. Anyways, take a listen to this ironic donuts. Yes, in celebration of National Donut Day today, the iconic donut supplier Tim Horton has teamed up with Adidas Samba sneakers. Is based on the famous flavor of Tim Horton donuts, including Boston cream, honey cruller, vanilla dip, double chocolate. And no, you can't try or buy them at your local Timmy's. They're not for sale. But donut fans can win a Barry's exclusive donut designed by entering online. The contest closes today. You can go to timshop.ca, National Donut Day. And when you think about it, who needs a pair of sneakers more than someone who counts themselves as a donut fan? I'm just saying. And these things will give new meaning to the phrase Timmy's runs. Now, seriously, think about it. You know where I was at? I mean, I'm going to talk about this. I was in Houston, Texas a few weeks ago, and I'm coming out of the airport. Let me make sure that I specify. I'm coming out of the George Bush airport. And as I'm coming out, all of a sudden it said, "Coming soon, Tim Hortons." In Texas, Tim Hortons. There was a Tim Hortons coming in Texas. I was kind of surprised because I thought that they were Canadian based. And, you know, and I know they're pretty big in Canada. I mean, you go anywhere in Canada, they're all over the place. So I was kind of surprised by that. But outside of that, I was like, wow, so they're bringing those donuts here. But then come to find out, there is a plethora of different donut shops when you come to Houston. Houston also has several voodoo donuts, which I was shocked by. And, of course, you know, the claim to fame in Texas is Shipley's Donuts. Yeah, Shipley's Donuts is, you know, all on its own little atmosphere and what they do in Texas. Now, they have opened one recently here in Orlando, and I'm not plugging anybody today. I mean, I'm just saying, hey, that's what's taking place. So, you know, it's almost like you're getting portions of Texas here in Florida, depending on where you're located. And apparently portions of, you get parts of Canada inside of Texas, depending on what you're doing. So just some stuff to think about. Anyways, before I get too strange and too weird, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring in some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what's going on with the Motivation Minute. Let's do that.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The Motivation Minute. Today's quote was submitted by Bradley. George Eliot said, "It's never too late to be what you might have been." Excellent quote. I read an amazing article that talked about the many successful people who didn't become a big success until the final chapters of their lives. One of the more famous stories was Colonel Sanders. He was 62 years old when he began to franchise KFC. Then he sold the company a little over a decade later, when he was 75 years young. He stayed involved for a few more years and passed away when he was 90. If you've not had your big success yet, keep that story in mind. Too many people give up before they ever reach their destination. You never know when your victory will happen, but it will never happen if you quit. The Motivation Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Are you struggling to hear God's voice? Be careful. If you strain to hear His voice, you'll probably imagine you have heard Him speak, even when He has not spoken. Relax. Be still. The Father wants you to hear His voice even more than you want to hear it, and He will make His will known to you. Of that, you may be sure. Job 33 says, "For God does speak, now one way, now another, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on men as they slumber in their beds. Lord Jesus, give us ears to hear your voice, a heart to receive your word, a will to obey, and faith to act. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hours. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. As I take a look around, if we take a look at 1966, yeah, this is the day that changed a lot of things for some people. Ronald Reagan wins the first major political seat, becoming the governor of California. The momentum of Barry Goldwater in 1964 and the relentless support of the conservative heavyweight William W. Buckley helped land him the top spot in one of the nation's most liberal states. He would fail to win the GOP presidential nomination twice, each in 1968 and in 1976. Finally, he would be nominated to beat Jimmy Carter in 1980. So there you go. That happened back in 1966. If you're looking at, what do we want to do? Let's take a look at some days of the year that we can celebrate today. If you're interested in that, it's National VCR Day, World Food Safety Day, I guess, June Bug Day, World Caring Day, National Donut Day, National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about there. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, we got some of those for you. Christian McCaffrey turns 28. Swali turns 31. Fetty Wap turns 33. Iggy Azalea, 34. Mayor Maloney turns 35. Michael Sierra turns 36. Bill Harder, 46. Allen Iverson, 49. Mick Foley turns 59. Kim Whitley, 63. Mike Pence turns 65. Leo Neeson turns 72. And Tom Jones turns 84 today. So there you go. Really? I thought Mike Pence was older than 65. I would have never guessed that. Anyways, what do I know about ages? That's for sure. So there you go. That's some birthdays for you. Some birthdays, if you care to know, that's for sure. What else? Let's take a look around. Here's some whack facts for you. GPS tracking doesn't work by satellite tracking the object, but the object is tracking the satellite. There you go. Paris has about 44,000 restaurants. New York has about 26,000. And Tokyo, you ready for this? 150,000. There you go. An average serving of movie theater popcorn is equivalent to two Big Macs in terms of calories, saturated fat, and sodium. That's not good to know. Let's see. There is a faceless fish which can be found in the deep ocean. Even dead flamingos can stand on one leg. Because swearing is not permitted among Wimbledon competitors, line judges are required to learn curse words in every language. Oh, that sounds like a fun time. So there you go. Also, if you need a random joke for today, today is Friday, which means I'll be multi-slacking instead of multitasking. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What were you hesitant to try, but you're really glad you did? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 26% of people will catch themselves singing this song at some point today. What is it? A commercial jingle. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. At the top of the hour, we will be going over to RadioBig.fm exclusively. If you hang out on Safety FM, you'll be hanging out with the likes of Sheldon Primus talking about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. There's some options for you. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud today. Think about that. That's a different one, that's for sure. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
I think I'm gonna be me.